Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The President of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has returned home after breaking off from a foreign tour to address days of violent protests. He said chaos and insubordination would not be tolerated. Andrew Harding is in Harare.
Mixed message from Mnangagwa. I think it was inevitable that he was going to condemn the protesters. What I think was most surprising and interesting was quite how tough he was on his own security forces. These, of course, the men in the military, the police, who staged the coup that brought the president to power, that ousted Robert Mugabe more than a year ago. He basically warned them that if they were using indiscriminate violence, that would be a betrayal, he said, of the new Zimbabwe, and that heads would roll. Some people here are speculating that there are plots against Mr. Mnangagwa, that perhaps a new coup is in the offing, and Mnangagwa is taking a bit of a risk, threatening them so publicly.
A former US Marine arrested in Russia on suspicion of spying is appearing in court in Moscow. Paul Whelan is appealing against a decision to refuse him bail while he awaits trial. He was detained by Russian security agents late last month, allegedly as he received state secrets. Mr. Whelan insists he's innocent. The case has prompted speculation that Mr. Whelan may have been arrested in order to swap him for Russian citizens in the United States. Moscow denies this. Activists in Pakistan say a leader of an ethnic Pashtun movement campaigning against enforcement disappearances has been arrested on terrorism charges. Here's Anbarasan Etarajan.
The arrest of Alamzeb Mesood and other members of the Pashtun Protection Movement came 2 days after the group held a rally in the southern city of Karachi. Amnesty International has urged the Pakistani authorities either to bring Mr. Mesood to court or release him immediately. The movement has shaken Pakistan's powerful military with its campaign to end alleged abuses by security forces targeting ethnic Pashtuns in the northwestern region.
British members of Parliament are stepping up their efforts to influence the Brexit process before a key vote next week on a European Union withdrawal plan backed by the Prime Minister, Theresa May. A number of amendments have been put forward, including some by the opposition Labour Party. Norman Smith reports.
Supporters of another referendum have been buoyed by Labour's decision to include in its motion opposing Mrs. May's deal a call for Parliament to have the option of a vote to trigger another referendum. Backers of a so-called people's vote have described it as a big step forward. Mr. Corbyn's office, however, have been a good deal more circumspect, insisting it simply reflects the party's existing policy.
BBC News.